Prologue. Slow down! Bethany Lamb hissed at her wife, Angel, who navigated their Lexus sedan through the downpour of rain. I have it under control, she snapped as she switched lanes to move around an 18-wheeler blocking her path. Already exhausted from the hours of schmoozing with the senior partners of Beth's real estate firm, Angel did not possess the energy to navigate the tedious disagreement brewing in the vehicle. Driving faster won't change the subject, babe. We aren't getting any younger. I'm 32, and you're not too far behind me. I am almost a whole 2 years behind you, Angel grumbled. If we are going to have children, we need to get on it, Beth continued, ignoring her wife's comment. Angel let out a sound between a groan and a sigh. Beth, I told you when we were dating I don't want kids. You were fine with it. Maybe I'm not anymore, Beth replied, her voice barely a whisper. What does that mean? If I don't give in, you're going to divorce me? I'm not saying that. That's what it sounds like. Angel, baby, you know I love you. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. But I'm not enough, Angel finished. Beth wordlessly stared out of the passenger window in contemplation. No, she admitted when she spoke again. But that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying you don't make me happy, just that there's room for more. I don't want more. I only want you. The couple fell silent as Angel exited the highway and turned towards their Cedar Crest residence. The intensity of the rainfall diminished as their speed declined, but Angel's annoyance continued to grow. The baby fever had been a recent development that began soon after Beth turned 30. Angel knew of many people who developed buyer's remorse shortly after riding the 2015 high of marriage equality to the altar. She assumed most of those couples decided to marry on a whim, caught up in the celebration of finally receiving basic human rights. She never thought complications would materialize so soon after their union. Nevertheless, her wife wanted to extend their family, and Angel was adamant about never having children. Angel, please, Beth implored, her voice breaking with emotion. This is important to me. Normally, a crying Beth would bring Angel to her knees, and she would relent to anything. This evening, the placating statements and assurances would not come. For the first time, Beth's sniffles brought on a swell of anger. No, Bethany! Angel roared. You don't get to manipulate me with your tears every time this topic comes up. I never changed who I was or what I wanted. You did. You bring it up, act surprised when I don't change my mind, and then you turn on the waterworks.
I'm only asking you to consider you don't have a child because one person in the relationship wants it.
Angel cut her off. Every kid deserves to be loved by both of their parents, not resented.
Angel, this isn't about your childhood.
No, it's about your attempts to force a life on me I've told you several times I don't want. You're asking me to bring a person into the world who I'm not sure I'll be able to love. Not every woman is meant to be a mother. Then, not only will I resent the tiny human who never asked to be born, I may also start to resent you.
You don't know that.
Neither do you, she countered. What I know is that in the vision of my future, a child was never part of the plan. If you want a kid so badly, if you can't be happy with just me. Angel's voice dropped off, unable to finish her sentence. She pulled to a red light and glanced at her wife. If it's what you need, then I will love you enough to let you go. The last three words came out in a haunted tone, and she closed her eyes in pain. Angel was as much in love as the first year of their relationship. She regularly studied Beth in awe as she worked a crossword puzzle or flipped through a magazine. If she were to lose her sight, every feature of her wife's face was seared into her mind. Her dark auburn hair fell in loose curls down her shoulders. There was a small scar above her full lips, obtained in a misguided bike stunt when she was 8. Her large, round, chestnut-colored eyes seemed to literally sparkle when she smiled. She often wondered what good deed she had performed in a past life that the reward was the heart of such an amazing woman. No one deserved happiness more than Beth. If she needed children to be content, Angel was willing to give up her own joy to allow her to chase that dream. However, that was not a race she was prepared to run, which had been made clear early in their courtship. The light's green, Beth muttered, Angel opened her eyes and accelerated through the intersection. Squealing tires startled her into tapping the brakes, and the Lexus was sent airborne. Angel's head slammed against the driver's side window, shattering the glass, and the world went black.